It's pajama time in the QX104 studios. Suzanne Stitt here with us.
Yay, it's pajama drive time.
Yeah, and now we know that every single year you look, along with the United Way and the Chiropractors Association of Manitoba, you look into taking, and I should say taking, but getting people to donate pajamas.
We do, yes. This is the seventh year in a row. And we have, this year we have 30 offices in and around Winnipeg, including Brandon and Stonewall. And yes, we're open. We've got one more week left, so we're really anxious for everybody to get their pajamas in.
And you're looking for adult pajamas and kids pajamas?
Kids pajamas. New kids pajamas from newborn to extra large. But I do have to say we're always short in the older kids pajamas.
Okay.
Right. So that would be like include teenagers and
yes,
stuff like
exactly.
Too, if you'd like to donate that. Mm-hmm. And why? What made you think of this idea 7 years ago?
Well, my husband and I moved here from Brandon 8 years ago. And so my husband's a chiropractor.
Right.
And when we started to look around at Christmas for a way to give back to the community, looking around Winnipeg, toys are serviced very well.
Mm-hmm.
And food drives, well, that's a whole year-round thing as far as I'm concerned, not just a Christmas thing.
For sure, yeah.
So I started thinking back to our traditions in my family when my kids were little. Every year, Santa would come. Sometimes he couldn't visit himself, but he always left a bag of brand new pajamas for the boys. And so they would be able to wear their new pajamas and then have to rush off to bed because they knew that was the signal that Santa was coming back. We continued that tradition for years and years and years. And now my kids are grown and gone and starting families of their own and traditions of their own. So I thought, well, why not bring that little piece of Christmas to kids who may not ever have that feeling?
That's a great idea. It's a wonderful reason to get behind it, if not for just getting your kids to go to bed earlier the night before. No, it really is. I mean, you think about a pair of pajamas. There's nothing more comfortable when you get home. And even if you have that hot chocolate at night, you know, it's one thing having a hot chocolate at night during the holiday season, but doing it in your pajamas just makes that warmth.
And
there,
for some reason, the difference between, like, I'll be wearing sweatpants, but when I change into pajamas,
yes,
it's like a whole different level of comfort and warmth and that kind of thing. Everyone should get the opportunity to have that.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're taking donations. You know what I'll do again, Suzanne? I've done this every year, is take the locations that you have passed on from the chiropractor's offices around Winnipeg and Manitoba where people can just go and make those donations.
That would be great, yes. Or if they're, you know, in the city here and they're not sure where to donate, they can always call the Manitoba Chiropractors Association at 942-3000, and they'll direct you to an office near you. Or you can contact Scott Wareham at United Way at 477-5360, and he will direct you as well to an office near you.
So that, and that way you know as well, that's exactly where those pajamas are going. Suzanne, you do the collecting, and you sit there and say, hey, bring them all over here. The chiropractors take all the collecting, and then you pass them along to the United Way to make sure that they go into the right
place. Have been absolutely fantastic. Last year, we had 2,700 pair of pajamas, and they sorted through everything, and they got them off to all the agencies that really need something for their children for their Christmas parties.
That's a lot of pajamas, and this year, let's beat it.
Yes, we're trying to do that many or more this year. So last week, so we're really hoping everybody just gets their pajamas in this week.
For all that information on where to go and make those donations or who to contact, check out the blog at qx104fm.com. Suzanne, thank you so much for coming in today. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for having me here again this year.
And thank you for our presents. Can't wait to get into our PJs.